Inside the Healing Room with Evangeline Hemrick. Inside the Healing Room with Evangeline is presented by XO Wellness, a healing practice using homeopathy, flower essence, and holistic life guidance for a happier, healthier you. Go to xowellness.com/healing room for 15% off your first consult, healing jewelry, or product. Hi, guys. I wanted to do an episode and discuss why I changed my name. And believe me, no one is more shocked and surprised that I changed my name than I am. And the reason for that is I absolutely love the name that I was born with, and I've really enjoyed it my entire life. So I just did not see this coming, and I'm going to tell you what happened, why I changed it, and why it's important for you to know the power that you have in your own given name and how you can strategically use the vibration and energy of your own name to make your life the way that you want it to be. So first of all, I'll tell you that I love the name that I was given at birth, but I was not called that name until I grew up, moved away, and developed my own professional identity. I grew up, everyone calling me Little Angie, and I grew up in a very small town, and I just couldn't wait to form my own presence and go by my name, because what's not to like about the name that's mostly Angel? Angela. So that's the name I was given. I loved it so much and always felt like, man, you know, when people change their name, I feel for them because I love my name. I'm never going to change it. And here I am explaining to you why these changes have taken place in my life. It's so funny. But to start with, I want to introduce to you, you might be aware of numerology and how your name affects your energy, your life path. It's an ancient philosophy that isn't used that much anymore, but it has roots all the way back to Egypt, Babylon, China, the Chaldeans, and look no further than the Bible to see the spiritual significance of names and how names change when profound spiritual shifts and transformation takes place. So that's what we're going to talk about today, is the energy of a name. And is it just random occurrence that you get whatever name you get, or people call you whatever they want to call you and it doesn't really matter? Or does it matter from an energetic perspective? From years of being very fascinated with the vibration and energy of names and really looking carefully at those around me and the experiences they've had with how their names are used and how they want their name to be used, my answer is yes, it matters. I feel like your name is a big deal, and at least knowing the power behind the specific energy vibration of your own name, it just makes life better. It's going to help you to take full advantage of the essence and energy behind your name. So that's what we're going to get into today. But first, I thought I would tell you my story and how it all happened that I became Evangeline. So we understand through physical and metaphysical sciences that everything has a numerical component to it. Everything in the universe can be translated into numbers. And that's what the philosophy of numerology is all about. And if you're like me and you totally geek out on the origins of esoteric wisdom and you really like getting into all that stuff, I'm going to have all kinds of links for you in the show notes where you can check out the origins of numerology, the philosophers and doctors who are accredited with really being the ones to bring numerology to culture to teach it. I'll have all that information for you, but I'm not going to focus on that because some people are interested in the origins of it. And some people just want to know, well, how do I find out if my name has meanings and power in it that I can use that I don't know about? How is this useful to me? So that's what I'm going to focus on today. And if you have never done a numerology reading for your name, how it works is you use your full given name at birth to find out your life path number and what lessons, what benefits, challenges, skill sets, what you have to work with when you're using the energy of that particular name. Whether you believe any of that or not, whether you believe that there's a greater soul purpose to the name that you receive when you're born, or whether you believe that you chose your parents and you can choose your name on a soul level just as much as you can choose your parents, whether you buy into any of that or not, the truth of the matter is there is a vibration to the name that you use, and it affects everything you do. Because you think about how when you hold out your hand and you say to someone, "Hi, I am fill in the blank," there's a power to that. There's an energetic transference to that. And what I'm here to focus on and help you with today is you better resonate with how you're using your name and how you feel about how your name is used, because it's a bigger deal than people think. You think about how many times a day you're hearing that vibration, how many times a day that vibration's coming out of your mouth and you're creating sound with it. It has an energetic component to how you feel about your life. So the easiest way to get started is some of the sites that I'll give you that you can use. Really, really basic numerology websites will do a free profile of your name, and you will need to use all of it exactly as it was on your birth certificate to find out your original life path numerical information and to see how that lines up with you. How do you think that that numerical representation of you and your energy, how are you utilizing that? Do you feel like it fits you? Do you want it to change? Because that's the beauty of it. You have the power to be called anything you want. And a lot of us in our lives get given nicknames, and these can be very endearing or they can be very empowering. The whole point is how it makes you feel. Some people will never let their names be shortened or made to be like little, you know, if your name is Billy, to be called Billy or whatever kind of shortening of your name. Many people find that this is very disempowering. My experience of this is I had outgrown being called Angie, and I never really wanted or asked to be called Angie. I always loved my name, Angela, because it was my name. So it's nice to take a moment and reflect on that. If you've been called a nickname all your life, if you're fine with that, great, no problem. If it feels good to you, wonderful. There's no right or wrong answers to any of this. It's all about how you feel about something as personal as the usage of your own name. But for many people, they never had the option whether they wanted to be called the nickname or whether they get to be called by and associated with their given name. I'll give you an example of this. It's my dad. My father's life can really be broken up into three different chapters. He grew up as Little Billy, even though his real name was so regal and strong. His name was William Howell Wilson. But he grew up as Little Billy, and when he was a kid, you know, that was fine. I don't think he gave it much thought. And into adulthood, he was called Bill. And when he became Bill, he was a workaholic, driven, ultra successful